There's a good reason that Tales of the Cocktail, the booze industry's most illustrious meeting of mixology minds, takes place here in New Orleans every summer. The Sazerac, the Ramos Fizz, the Corpse Reviver, and of course the Vieux Carré have all called the Crescent City home for over a century, ever since a pharmacist named Antoine Peychaud decided that combining some of his homemade bitters with sugar and a little brandy was a good idea. Cocktails in New Orleans go hand in hand. You simply can't have one without the other. Before hipsters started sporting retro-chic handlebar mustaches, suspenders, and arm garters, New Orleans was there. We were here before and through Prohibition, all the way through every wacky drinks fad, and we'll survive all the newer, inevitably more silly trends that are bound to follow. No matter what novel or antique fashion takes the cultural fancy, you'll always be able to get a proper old-fashioned in New Orleans. That, I know, is a certainty. But I've been thinking about one unique aspect of our regional cocktail culture recently, one that has nothing to do with hand-sculpted ice spheres fashioned with a bark lever, house-made falernum, or spirits infused with ghost chilies or rare North African herbs. Quite the opposite. I'm talking about something that, to many, has come to define the drinking culture here. Frozen daiquiris. Now, I'm not talking about the daiquiri proper, that is the Hemingway daiquiri, a splendidly simple combination of white rum, fresh lime juice, and sugar. I'm talking about those oh-so-familiar Willy Wonka-esque concoctions arriving in every hue of the visible light spectrum from Dayglow orange to Smurf blue, radioactive chartreuse, and cotton candy pink. The ones with names like 190 Octane, Craw Gator, Hypnotic, Banana Banshee, Category 5 Hurricane, Triple Bypass, and Tropical Itch. Some, especially the more snooty mixological types, might consider these sugary, overproof alcohol slushies a bastardization of their craft, especially because they're generally served out of swirling electronic tankards with soft-serve ice cream spigots into giant polystyrene go-cups. It flies in the face of their effete, practiced artistry. Pretty much anyone can yank a lever to dispense a hooch squishy into a 64-ounce styrofoam feed trough punctuated by a straw. No apprenticeship needed, no years of studying recipes, no mustache wax. Just a simple pull, and sploosh. Out it pours in just seconds, making sure you don't miss your chance at nailing Living on a Prayer on the karaoke stage. It's kind of crazy, and not a little telling, the New Orleanians have a love affair with the frozen daiquiri. And it takes all kinds, too. I know formidable local chefs and bartenders who take nothing but delight in cooling down with an icy rum runner or jungle juice on a sweltering summer day in South Louisiana. There are now even a number of locations where the hot and thirsty can get a frozen daiquiri featuring top-shelf ingredients and juices made from local seasonal fruit like Ponchatoula strawberries and Mississippi blueberries, and even a frozen Pimm's cup. Having grown up here, of course, I have my own personal history with the city's favorite frozen treat. It was, in fact, the first alcoholic beverage I ever both purchased and imbibed, which happened on Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras weekend when I was 16 years old. On the urging of my buddies, I mustered up enough chutzpah to order a strawberry daiquiri at one of the ubiquitous slushy vendors, which the bartender took no compunction in selling me, as he was literally making money hand over fist. Not that I'd take pride in or advocate underage drinking, but I didn't get tourist drunk and pass out face first in the unspeakably toxic mess that coats Bourbon Street like liquid garbage. It was only the one, and a small one at that, and I was feeling fine and fuzzy, strolling through the French Quarter with my friends and taking in the sights and sounds and smells, making sure to furtively peek inside the open doors of gentlemen's clubs to see if we could catch a glimpse of the girls. It was magical. I held this story to myself for many years until recently, when I decided to share it with my father. "You walked down Bourbon Street with a daiquiri during Mardi Gras when you were 16?" he asked. "Yes," I replied somewhat sheepishly. "Huh," he said. "Well, so did I." Now that is a New Orleans kind of tradition.